So I was just stopping by, and it was like fabulous. I mean, it's the best article I've ever seen. Wow. And I get to record it instead of on my file. Wow. Oh.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh
Die!
shit!
Now that that's been dealt with, went into homosexualized Marvel Comics, 13th of February 2007. This is on the file reporting for our news. New York, New York. New York, New York. Marvel Comics has hired Hollywood wonderkind Joss Whedon to homosexualize their characters. Producer Joe Silver's recent falling out with Whedon over his attempt to depict DC Comics' Wonder Woman as a lesbian led to Whedon's sudden departure from the Warner Brothers project he'd been hired to write and direct because of what Whedon had termed creative difficulties. Their losses are gain, Marvel's editor-in-chief Joe Quesada said, in a desperate attempt to ward off bankruptcy by making the archaic medium of printed comics seem relevant in the computer's age electronic production and distribution system. Marvel has turned to controversial social and political issues, including multiculturalism and more recently homosexuality. Said Quesada, "We're queer, we're here, and we're not going away anytime soon. So get used to it." Marvel's first character to go gay was the Rawhide Kid, a Western gunfighter who discovered his homosexuality in the 2002 issue of the series Slap Leather. Since then, many other comic book characters, especially at Marvel's rival DC Comics, have come out as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgendered, including Element Lad, Extrano, Go-Go Fiasco, Obsidian, Off-Ramp, Josiah Power, Pied Piper, Tasmanian Devil? Whatever. Batwoman, Catwoman, Tane Montoya, Inspector Maggie Sawyer, Lightning Lass, and Shrinking Violet? Holy crap. I didn't even know those existed. Anyways, Quesada stated, "Marvel has introduced homosexuality in comics, leading the way as usual. But we now find ourselves in the embarrassing predicament of having to play catch-up with our biggest competitor. It's like the space race all over again. We put Sputnik in orbit, but DC has put a man on the moon. Despite his marriage of convenience to transsexual K. Cole, Whedon is seen as not only gay-friendly, but overly friendly," Hollywood insiders claim. "He's a closeted homosexual," Sarah Michelle Gellar, who starred as a title character in Whedon's television series Buffy the Vampire Slayer, said. "Everybody knows that." Whedon plans to overhaul all the major Marvel characters. "By the time I'm done, the X-Men, the Fantastic Four, the Amazing Spider-Man, the Incredible Hulk, the Mighty Thor, and the rest of the Marvel Universe will be gay?" I didn't know those comics existed. Anyway. "However, as usual, I'm going to start it with the ladies, so you can expect to see plots that depict Marvel hotties such as Sue Storm, the Invisible Woman, the Scarlet Witch, Madame Medusa, and Crystal of the Inhumans, Thor's wife, Sif, Spidey's Mary Jane, and She-Hulk discovering their bisexual or lesbian identities and taking appropriate, or in some cases, inappropriate action." And I thought comics were for kids. Promising nothing less than a complete makeover for Marvel's major characters, Whedon plans to make so many changes to their sexuality that the company is planning a new launch title, Gay Comics, just to keep tabs on the developments. Said Quesada, homosexuality, especially among lesbians, is hot in Hollywood right now, so it should do well with our magazines, too. The reaction of Marvel's fans is mixed. I just can't see the Human Torch making out with Spider-Man, 10-year-old Agatha Chambers said. Her 12-year-old brother, Malcolm, said, but I can see Sue Storm in a lip lock with Elektra. Parents want to see the return to the normal sex and violence that comic books used to depict. Where are the decapitations, the dismemberments, the bodies plunged in acid? The Chambers children's father, Ralph, asked. Where are the cute, cuddly, funny animals like Daphne Duck, Petunia Pig, and Pepe Le Pew? His wife, Pamela, asked. They weren't trying to shag everyone else in every other panel of their strips. Well, except for Pepe, maybe. If the homosexualization of Marvel Comics succeeds as well as Quesada and Whedon believe it, the comic book company will next experiment with bestiality, Quesada said. They'll have to hire someone else for that, though, Whedon said. I draw the line at animal abuse. Well, that's it.